blows you away. I think it's very interesting.
How would your... So say if you were tomorrow got a TV, suddenly your area, they decided it was okay to have a TV, and you started watching the sport you want to watch. I won't make any comment on that.
Thank you.
And how would your relationship with your kids change?
We could watch it together. We could enjoy TV time together. Still doesn't do justice with going out in the backyard, even if we're just going to clean the buggy together. Doesn't do justice. And I saw that last fall break. I said, Jake, we're going to go on vacation. We're not going to go far. But it's going to be about you. It's going to be about me. And hopefully mom and the daughters will enjoy it too. And they ended up having some of the best times of their lives as a family. But we went over to Notre Dame, got a hotel there. My kids, it's a vacation going to a hotel because why? They got a TV. But I said, Jake, not today. Tomorrow morning we're going to wake up and we're going to walk through Notre Dame campus. We're going to take our time, probably spend the whole day there. And we started talking about this, and he just...
Are you all done?
I'm going to grab I'm done. Right? Thank you.
Thank you.
And he... Well, he's just... He's way ahead of a lot of seven-year-olds, can I say that, as far as knowing what's Notre Dame to another seven-year-old Amish kid. They'll look at him and go, you're freaking weird. It's kind of that way, but he's just so into this. That kid is always, wherever we are, he is 10 feet behind us. At this particular vacation, per se, he was always 10 feet ahead of us. Dad, we're going over here. Dad, we're going over here. And it was just that I was doing what he enjoyed. And it was just, it was just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And lo and behold, I don't know if you know who Zach August is.
Know the name, yeah.
But we ended up going to the exhibition game that night. And my kid was cross-legged on that bench, on that chair, watching that game the whole night. He didn't even blink. He was like this. 7 years old. I just looked over at him and I just watched him. That's the way I was with sports. I always have been. But I grew older, so it's more of a relaxed setting now. But he took everything in. He was just watching. And Zach August was the guy, 6'11", tattoos going down here. He just stuck out. And he was just a cool dude. But anyways, we had this. That was just a great setting. It was awesome. Back and forth. If we would have watched it on TV, we could have done this. We could have Googled, we could have YouTubed Notre Dame campus. Not even close the same effect. Because it was a heart-to-heart thing. We were doing something together. It's big time. But you should have seen his eyes. We went to Foot Locker in March when Foot Locker said, she said, you can take Jake. We went to the mall. Take Jake to Foot Locker and get him some shoes. Me and Audrey will go over to JCPenney and grab some, I don't know, I'm sure what actually she wanted, bras. So okay. So we went in there and this woman, lady behind the counter, younger lady, was talking about how we were going to win. And I said, so you go to Notre Dame? She's like, no, I actually go to St. Mary's, but my boyfriend plays on the basketball team. I said, oh, well, cool, that's nice. That's neat. Who's your boyfriend? Zach August. My son. His jaw just... I guarantee he started checking her out. It was so awesome. He just... Then I went, yep, that's Zach August's girlfriend. And she just kind of sniggered. It's like, hi. And you talk to him. He's just... But it was just all that interaction, physically, mentally, I don't know, whatever it was, that me and my son had. And then all of a sudden you get to this next step, you see the girlfriend, and this guy just flips out. It was just awesome. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's just TV time. I think it has its time, but it came to the point where everything else was so boring on TV except for my stupid American sports. You know,
I'd rather use the phrase backward, but whatever.
Sports American stupid or what?